Hey y'all, this is Helia Sam Clark coming back to you live. I just wanted to stop by real quick just to talk to you guys about my episodes and all the new material that I'm gonna drop. This semester has been extremely busy, crazy, hard, a lot of, you know, different friendships and different, you know, things happening in my life, you know, being a mom, having that busy schedule, trying to be consistent with scheduling. It's just been crazy. So I just want to come stop by real quick, just to give you guys a little touch of what's going on with me and what I'm trying to obtain and achieve, and what word came to me today as I started to think about what I was going to do my podcast on today was that I had a very relaxing day today. Today was the first time I just said, you know what, I'm not going to do anything but meditate, relax. I didn't have a set agenda for today. I was going to do some reading, but I didn't do that. I said, I'll just do it tomorrow. I was supposed to have a friend call me back. She didn't. You know, it is what it is. But one thing I can say is God is so awesome. Like right now, everybody's probably going crazy because of the stimulus check. Like, which I feel like if I can make a comment about that, like, I feel like it's great that we're being restored and trying to recover our lives. We're just having a little bit of money, but the bills don't stop for nobody. And not to rain on nobody's parade, like, I mean, I really believe that it's good that we're trying to advance in life and everybody is, you know, getting what they feel they deserve from the government and all that great stuff. But to be honest with you, there are people who are going to need more than what we're actually getting to try to restore, recover, and, you know, just get back on their feet. And I believe, you know, for a reason, you know, God made this happen for us, and we should be thankful. And we should just, you know, make sure we make best investments, because we don't never know what's going to happen in the near future. Someone was telling me a couple of days ago how they're saying that the COVID virus is supposed to be gone in June, and it's like, or July. Like, I'm like, well, how do we know when it's going to be gone? I want it to be gone now, but how do we know when it's going to be gone? We don't know when it's going to be gone. But despite that, what I do know is that I'm going to keep living. And so that's why today was so critically important for me to just have a breather and just be restored. Like, I don't think anybody knows, like, being a parent is, it has its perks, but it's exhausting. And to some degree, you know, I can be transparent, I can be real with myself, like, I'm doing a wonderful job, but it can be tiring. Like, I don't feel like I have a whole lot of time to do a whole lot of stuff. And even if I do have a window of opportunity to do stuff, I'm doing other stuff, not so much anything for myself. So today I took a self-care day. And I believe that everybody should always do that. Take a self-care day, check out, and then check back in on Monday. And just, like, do that. Like, I had someone, you know, reach out, but not really reach out. Like, we have to do better about reaching out to people, because sometimes it's good to touch base with people, see how they're doing. I know I have a older cousin's turning 80 this month. And it's like, my dad's birthday is next week. And I can't wait to just celebrate, even though he's not with me. I can't wait to, like, celebrate this month. This month is, like, the month of joy for me. Even though I lost my dad 4 years ago, this is the month of joy. And granted, there's been a lot of things transpire in my life where I've had to take a look at and remember my father telling me about, you know, about the people who are there or isn't there, but it's about the people who are always there. And I have an amazing husband, amazing daughter, and those are the two people that are very important to me, unlike, you know, just always having my other families know how hard it is to teach children or to encourage or to enlighten children in this time
of the pandemic.
And right now, everybody's feeling it because the pandemic is just horrible, and we have to try to find ways to connect and to, you know, touch base with people and catch up with people. And I want to just be one of those persons to say that I have not done that. I've reached out to people, yes, I'm saying, you know, to people who I feel, you know, really want me to reach out to them and say hey to them and everything, but do I do it all the time? No. And I remember there was this short sermon that was saying how we say we're going to pray for people and we just send prayer hands and we don't do it. You know, there's so many convictions in that. And when the pastor said that, I was like, well, you know, everybody's guilty of it. Everybody's guilty of not checking in or not being a real friend or just not, you know, being present. And there's a reason for it. And we can't take it personal. And I've had somebody tell me, you know, that we can't take everything apart. You know, right now during the pandemic, people are going through some personal things. Some people have lost their jobs. Some people have lost people in their family. And, you know, we have to be present to understand that just because we are not with other people, or we don't check on people from time to time, or whatever the case is, some people maybe won't have going through things mentally. They just can't do it. And I just wanted to encourage everybody to, if you see somebody, just grab them up and say, hey, what's up? You know, yell, scream, say, how you doing? You know, check in. You know, I try to do it every week. And actually, I was supposed to call my cousin, and I didn't get a chance to because I just took today off to just relax. But I am going to call her probably tomorrow and just say, hey, what's up? You know, you're turning 80 in 3 weeks. You know, like, I think that's such a blessing to turn an age. And then a couple more weeks, my birthday will be here in the spring. And I just think that it's such a beautiful month. It's going to be such a beautiful time. I'm going to have a great time. And I'm going to be spending this with my baby girl, and she's going to see mommy turn 31, which she's not going to remember any of this stuff, guys, but I am. And I'm going to love every moment of it. I've had everybody tell me to enjoy these moments with my daughter. She's so smart and brilliant and, you know, active and alert. And, you know, tonight I did not get the chance to read to her, but I got a chance to pray over her because it's so important and imperative that, you know, as a parent, I am the protector. My father was my protector. Like, I know I can't protect her from anything from the world, but what I can do is make sure that I give her 100%. And being a mom, I think that there, you know, you have your good days, your bad days, but the good days you remember because the bad days are just bad, and that's fine, but the good days outweigh the bad. And with my father, I will always remember that he had his good and bad days, but the good days we remember very vividly because those are the days that we hold on to. Those are the memories we hold on to. And we don't worry about bad days because everybody has them. And just because you have a bad day doesn't mean that, you know, your whole life is in ruin. Okay. It's just sometimes you just need those stressors to calm down, or sometimes you just need people to kind of reach out to you, or sometimes you just need time to yourself. You don't necessarily have to talk to anybody. You don't have to connect. And with me being such an outgoing person, it's hard for me not to connect with people and, you know, check on people. And, you know, that's just kind of who I have become. But I think that what's most important is peace. I think God has given me that gift this week, the gift of peace. And I was supposed to do something yesterday, and I just said, you know what? No, I'm just going to turn off and I'm going to spend time with my family. And, you know, I've done that. I've turned off to just spend time with my family. It's so important because life is short. And I think that I'm living every day by living my dream and putting God first. And everything will work out for me just fine and just the way I need it to if I just remain present and not you know, worried about the things that I can't change. I think that that's the biggest focus for me this week. The biggest focus for me this month was every day I did something for somebody or I gave something to someone. And then I just kind of felt like, you know, those people may not have cared about that. But I can't make those assumptions because I see that, you know, those individuals who I've helped or I've given to, they kind of see that love being given to them. And they it's actually being reciprocated. I don't do things to get blessings. I do things because that's where my heart is and it's important to me. And sometimes at some point, people who have had stress in their life need somebody to just be kind to them and do something kind for them. So every day this month, because this is my father's birthday month, I have done something nice for somebody else. I have given to somebody else. I have shared love, you know, to others and just done things for others. And it's felt so good to do that and to just be present. And I just wanted to come on here and share that with you guys and just tell y'all, if y'all get a chance, call your grandmom or call your mom or dad or somebody and tell them that you love them, because life is so, it's just so cut off and so short that we don't get the time. And we keep saying we're going to do stuff. We put it off and we don't do it. And we got to do better. We have to be intentional about how we, you know, do things and what's important to us. And I just wanted to kind of share that on this podcast with y'all. Just call somebody and say, hey, you know, I'll just call, see how you're doing. You know, that's really important. It means a lot when people call people and check on them and see how they're doing. Life is it goes by so fast. And if we don't start doing these things now, we wait till people are gone from us to try to remember them. I think that is not the point. It defeats the purpose of who God really wants us to be. So I just wanted to share that with y'all. The first podcast was on something totally different and it didn't record, so I had to re-record it. But what I want you guys to take the time to do is just stop, listen to my podcast real quick, share it, like it, subscribe. It's on Spotify as well. And, you know, I'm still starting this new thing. Stuff. The next podcast is going to be on being in position. I had thought about that so long ago, and my thoughts when I was journaling. I would love to receive it. I'll talk to you guys soon.